From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Long Road Turning by Irene Bennett Brown. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. She needed a cash sale of her millinery goods nearly as much as she needed the next breath. Meg Brennan wiped her perspiring brow at an additional thought. Even with cash in hand, her life was not going to have the worth of a candle to the sun if Frank Finch caught up. She nervously divided her attention between the hat shop owner, Mrs. Isaacs, an aged sparrow of a woman at the hat display counter in the musty-smelling shop, and the goings-on outside the dingy front window. The feather quills with rounded tops come in black, brown, cardinal, and navy. Meg shoved a fan of samples into the milliner's hands, wanting to urge, "Hurry!" But Mrs. Isaacs, one of her best customers in eastern Kansas particularly, could not be rushed. Again, Meg's glance sped to the scene outside the blurry window. An odd-looking trio in the dusty, sun-baked Emporia street were showing high interest in her little green drummer's rig tied at the hitch rail. A raggedy, travel-worn old woman in black peeked into the back of her fringe-topped wagon. A girl, maybe 14, in washed-out brown, and beaten-down-looking for one so young, crept around the wagonette twice. The third party, a scarred, wispy-haired, grubby boy, followed close on the girl's heels. The three of them seemed to be checking if anyone watched as they came together to stroke her old buckskin driving horse, Butterfield. Meg's anxiety rose. 5 cents each for the straight-topped quills. She wagged a handful of white, purple, pink, and black feathers under Mrs. Isaac's eager, parrot-like nose. I recommend a good supply of...